Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. welcome to Living by Faith. Living by Faith. God bless you. God bless you. We welcome you. Thank God for My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network and everyone that's a part of this network, from the least to the greatest, from the greatest to the least. We just thank God for everybody. Thank Him for being so good, so merciful, and so good. We're going to go into our scripture, and we thank you right now for Psalm 91. He that the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore when I deliver him, I will set him on high. Because He has known my name, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, we thank you for another time, another opportunity to come before you and to come before your people, Father. Lord, we just thank you for another day, Lord, that you allowed us to see. Lord, we thank you for last night rest. Lord, we just thank you right now for your goodness, for your grace, for your loving kindness. Lord, we ask you to look on us and to forgive us for anything that we've said, done, thought, felt that has not been pleasing in thy sight. Created us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord, we repent right now. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, for sparing us, giving us another chance. Lord, we just thank you right now. Lord, we lift up the President of the United States and the government officials, Lord, that work with him, Father, every branch of government. Lord, we just pray right now for his family, and we pray for the protection of him and his family, and we pray for him and the different parts of government to make the right decisions for the people. Lord, we ask you to touch their minds, touch their hearts, touch their spirits, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for armed forces everywhere. We pray, Lord, for bereaved families everywhere, Father, that's experiencing crises, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we pray, Lord, for the ones, Lord, that have been incarcerated, Lord, held hostage, Lord, but they are found, they are free, Lord. We thank you for opening those doors. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your tender mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Lord, we just pray for children everywhere. We pray for families. We pray for marriages. We pray for the elderly, Lord. We pray for the homeless. We pray, Lord, for the hungry. Lord, we pray for those that are in flood areas, in fire areas, Lord. We pray those that are in storm areas, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the people of the world. We pray, Lord, for every city, every nation, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. We pray for kings, Lord. We pray. Lord, we pray, Lord. We just intervene, Lord. We intercede, Father. Lord, because our land needs healing. Father, we just take our time, Father, to humble ourselves and to turn from our wicked ways, Father, because you told us if we would pray, if we would seek your face, you would heal our land. And, Lord, our land needs healing. Lord, we just thank you right now. We humble ourselves, Father, before you. Lord, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah for making ways, for opening doors, for healing, Father, for delivering, Father. Hallelujah for being a mighty good God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, you told us in the 7th chapter of 2 Chronicles in the 14th verse, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. And Father, we just looking unto you, God, and the finisher of our faith. You are our hope of glory. You are our everything, Father. Lord, we just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that there is hope in you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you right now. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Families that are experiencing turmoil and pain and catastrophe, Lord, and having problems with their teenagers, having problems in their marriages. Father, we just lay it on the altar. Father, we cast our care upon you because we know that you care for us. Hallelujah. You are the answer for the world today. Hallelujah. You are our source. Hallelujah. You are our deliverer. You are our mind regulator, and you are our heart fixer. Lord, we just thank you right now. We appreciate you, Father. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you honor, your praise, and give you worship. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, man. Bless you. Let's go to 1 Timothy 2nd chapter, beginning at the first verse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Father, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and we pray. We pray for our government. We pray for our doctors. We pray for our policemen. We pray for our lawyers. We pray for our judges. Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord. Hallelujah, for the nurses. Lord, we pray. Hallelujah, Lord. We intercede, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to pray according to your word and how you told us to pray. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for everyone that's in authority, Father, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Hallelujah, that the judges and the lawyers will make the right decisions concerning the people, that the policemen and sheriffs, hallelujah, and firemen will make the right decisions, Father. Hallelujah, concerning the people. Lord, we just thank you right now for our legislature, our mayors, our governors. Hallelujah, our councilmen, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. We pray and we intercede, Father. We thank you for all men and women everywhere. We thank you, Lord. Because in your word, hallelujah, you said this is good and acceptable in your sight. Hallelujah. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So, Father, we pray as you commanded us to pray, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, we intercede, Father. Hallelujah. For men and women, children everywhere, Father. We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that men and women and boys and girls will be drawn by your spirit, that they will lift up their hands and say, I desire to be saved. I desire to follow Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we pray, hallelujah, for the morticians. We pray, Lord, for churches. We pray for pastors and leaders, missionaries everywhere. We pray, Lord, for prophets. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord, for deacons and elders everywhere, Father, bishops everywhere. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord. We intercede, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father. Lead us and guide us, Lord. Take full control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Order our footsteps, Lord, that we may walk in obedience, hallelujah, to your word, hallelujah, to your purpose that you have laid aside for us, to your destiny, Lord, your plan for man. Lord, we thank you right now. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We're going to continue on in this scripture. The fifth verse says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Hallelujah. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. And this is Paul speaking. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and peace. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah, Lord, we lift up our hands. Hallelujah. Give us holy hands, Father. Hallelujah, we lift up our hands to you, Lord, without wrath and without doubting. Hallelujah. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women, professing godliness with good works. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to assert authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed and then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. Hallelujah. Chapter 3 of 1 Timothy. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire for good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, diligent, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, nor striker, not greedy of filth and lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetousness. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filth and lucre, holding the mystery of the faith and a pure conscience, and let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit about interceding for a nation. Interceding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just some things that we do first. 1 Timothy 2 talks about, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. And we find out things work better when we follow direction. If we do what the Word of God instructs us to do, things go better. Too many times we say we believe in prayer and let it go at that. You could say you believe in driving an automobile, but that doesn't mean that you can drive one. You can learn a lot by studying a handbook on driving, but there are some things you never would learn until you got in an automobile and started driving. You learn by experience. Paul began to say in 1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first, let's put things first. We let secondary things predominate and neglect things that should be first. So many times we want to make sure we pray for ourselves and our families and what we are dealing with. But the Word of God said, first of all, supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. It is God's will that all men be saved, and that we all will come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. That's God's will for us. That's God's will for the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In our spiritual life, we blame God for our failures. We wonder why certain things don't go right when really we are not putting first things first. People are putting themselves first, even when it comes to praying. But our word that comes from God does not teach that. Many things, many times, prayers are not answered on our behalf because we think ourselves first. Too many times, people are like the farmer who prays, Lord, bless me and my wife, my son, John and his wife, us four and no more. We may not put it exactly in those words, but that's the extent of our praying much of the time. Paul said in the opening scripture that before we pray for ourselves, for our family, we should pray for kings and all that are in authority. That means we ought to pray for our government, for those who are in authority from the national level down to the local level. Hallelujah. A few of us may be doing this, but not many. If Christians were praying as we should for our leaders, things would not be as they are in our nation. Somebody has to pray. Somebody has to intercede. Hallelujah. That's a job. That's a work. And too many people don't want to pray. Too many people don't want to intercede. Hallelujah. They feel like that's not fancy enough. It's not in the spotlight. Hallelujah. But that's a work. Hallelujah. That God is calling us to. Hallelujah. Paul wrote under the anointing of God's Spirit, which means these words of 1 Timothy are God's words. God is not going to tell us to pray for something he's not going to give us. No father would tell his child he was going to buy her a doll for her birthday and then not do it. Certainly, our Heavenly Father is not less faithful in his promises than an earthly father would be. God is not a man that he should lie. He will do what he says when we meet his conditions. So many times there are conditions to be met in connection with prayer. So we find out this is why a lot of times our prayers are not answered, because we are not carrying the prayer in the way that God instructed us to pray. We are not being obedient. Hallelujah. And I will keep saying it. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings. Hallelujah. And for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's 1 Timothy 2:1-4. Hallelujah. That means all our leaders, congressmen, senators, governors, our kings, our leaders, our presidents. Hallelujah. He's equivalent to the king. In the Bible days, that's what they had, kings. They didn't have a president. But we have presidents in our time. Hallelujah. Mayors, all who are in authority, our policemen. Hallelujah. I know that we are to pray for our leaders. So many times we find out when we are praying as we should, we wouldn't be quick to criticize others. We wouldn't be quick to criticize those that we are praying for. Hallelujah. As Christians, we are not to put politics before Christ. Some people are so politically minded, they are no good spiritually. Some political leaders in one section of the country were under criminal indictment. Later on, they eventually were convicted and even sent to the penitentiary. Hallelujah. Some Christians say they were going to vote for these men anyway. They didn't care if they had stolen $2,000 or $3,000. They were going to vote for them because they were of their particular political persuasion. And they vehemently declared that one ought to vote a straight party ticket. It didn't make any difference who the candidates were. Fortunately, these politicians didn't get reelected. Thank God. There are some people who, if they did pray for someone who was not a member of their political party, would pray for him to be defeated. If the person were already in office, they would pray that he wouldn't be successful. That is a selfish prayer and one that won't be heard or answered. Hallelujah. We can't go to God with selfish prayers and expect God to hear our prayer and to answer it, because he will not. The Lord has impressed upon a lot of us that we should pray especially for our nation, because the word of God commands so. Well, things can be changed through prayer. God doesn't tell us to do something just to put extra words in the Bible or to fill up space. It has a purpose in mind. In our scripture, we can learn the purpose of praying for our leader. Paul said to pray for those who are in authority, so that we who are Christians may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. God is concerned about us and will move, even though those who are in authority may not be Christians. Amen. He will answer our prayers and do things for us that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. The ultimate purpose of our praying for our nation. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. If we as Christians want to please God, what are we going to put as number one on our prayer list? Me, my children, my grandchildren, my church? No. We have got to do it exactly as God commanded us to do. Pray first for all who are in authority, There's a saying we used to say, I grew up with it, being saved. If you take care of God's business first, then he will take care of your business. Hallelujah. While you are out taking care of God's business, then he's going to take care of your business. So many times I found out while I was out doing what he told me to do, when I got home, what I needed to be done was taken care of. My home was well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we find out we've got to pray first for all who are in authority. The fourth verse says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. God's ultimate purpose in having us pray for those in authority is that we will be able to spread the gospel. If we do not have good government where there is quietness and peace, it hinders the spread of the gospel. In time of political upheaval, we are hindered in spreading the gospel. In time of war, we are hindered in spreading the gospel due to travel restrictions and other limitations. God wants us to get the gospel out. He wants us to get the truth out. Jesus said when he was here on earth, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And that's Matthew 24:14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First things first, obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The devil will do his best to see that this is not accomplished. Ministers who have traveled extensively in other countries and gospel work, missionary work, say that while other countries are doing a certain amount of missionary work, America is about the only one carrying the gospel to the world. We see now why the devil would oppose our nation so he could stop the flow of truth to the whole world. And we can see why God wants us to pray for those in authority, because he would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And we see why he told us to pray for our nation. Let's look into the matter of how to pray for our nation. It says, for kings and for all that in authority. Paul says supplication, prayer, intercession. The prayers of intercession and supplication are praying for others. And this scripture is talking about that. Intercessory prayer, example, is found in Genesis 18:20-27, where we see Abraham's intercession for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 18:20-27. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from them and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked? That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, but am but dust and ashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Notice that Abraham humbled himself before the Lord, referring to himself as but dust and ashes. It's good for us to go into the presence of God and to get on our face before the Lord. In many places in the Bible, we read of certain ones who laid on their faces before the Lord. The Bible tells us to humble ourselves, to submit ourselves to God. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And that's James 4 and 8. I've heard people say, Lord, make us humble, but he is not going to do that. That is one prayer that never will be answered. He is not going to make you humble. He tells you to humble yourself. Hallelujah. And if some situations should come that might not be pleasant, they might have a way of humbling you. Sometimes people lose a leg, a limb, an eye, and they become humble. But we don't want it to have to come to that. The Lord commanded us to humble ourselves. So we need to humble ourselves. When Israel dedicated Solomon's temple, God promised he would do certain things. Even if they went into sin, when they returned to God and humbled themselves, he would hear them, glory to God, answer them and restore them. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And that's 2 Chronicles 7:14 again. Hallelujah. The same scripture that I read during prayer before I even knew that God was going to lead me to this teaching. Hallelujah. He is not going to humble you. He may permit some things to happen that will humiliate you, but he's not going to humble you. You must humble yourself. So we see that Abraham humbled himself. There is nothing good in us from the natural standpoint except that Jesus dwells in us. Without him, we are nothing. We are but dust and ashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. There is an important principle, a nugget of truth, in Genesis 18. Hallelujah. Let's continue on in the 28th verse to the 32nd verse. Hallelujah. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of eyes? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this one. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communion with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God is a loving God, and he's a merciful God. And when we pray, hallelujah, when we earnestly humble ourselves and pray and call upon his name, turn from our wicked ways, hallelujah, humble ourselves, God will answer. He will intercede. He will open doors. He will make ways. He will spare. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will give out another chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a God of more than one chance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We see that Abraham stopped at only 10. But I believe if he had went on and said 5, the Lord would have told him, I was sparing evil for 5. Hallelujah. Because God's love is an everlasting love. He loves us, but he hates sin. He's a holy God. He can't put up with sin. He can't look on sin. Hallelujah. He said, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And that's Genesis 8:32. Hallelujah. I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah for 10's sake. Imagine God saying he will spare that wicked place. He had already spoken about the sexual impurity of those cities, yet he said he would spare them for the sake of 10 righteous men. This world certainly would be a mess if it was not for people praying, for Christians. Hallelujah. It already would have been destroyed if it weren't for us praying, interceding, calling on the name of the Lord. No wonder Jesus spoke to us in Matthew 5:13 and said, you are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. I don't know if you can remember back, way back when we had refrigerators or freezers, when our grandmothers used to can a lot of fruit and vegetables. Hallelujah. And our grandparents would kill hogs, and they would put the salt on the meat to preserve it. Without the salt, the meat would spoil and rot. This world is bad enough, but if it weren't for Christians, it certainly would be rotten. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men have we lost our Savior, our saltiness, hallelujah, our flavor, have we lost it? That's what this word means, S-A-V-O-U-R, the flavor, the saltiness of the salt. Some people don't think salt can get bad, but it can. It can lose all its saltiness. It can get hard, hallelujah, and dry out. Hallelujah, have we lost our saltiness? Hallelujah, he said that we were the salt of the earth. Lord, enhance us. Give us back our saltiness. Hallelujah. Because we want to be able to change things by prayer. We can hold back judgment even on the unsaved and give them a little more of a chance to hear the gospel. When we pray, when we intercede, hallelujah, God told Abraham that if there were 10 righteous to be found in Sodom and Gomorrah, he will spare the city. I believe there are more than 10 righteous men in America today. Hallelujah, there's more than 10. I believe there are people who would take their place in prayer. Hallelujah, just as Abraham did in intercession. If we all would do this, we can change things. And it doesn't take a great number to do it. Hallelujah, we just got to be willing to humble ourselves and pray. Deny ourselves. Turn down our plate. Take out some time from the TV, from shopping, hallelujah, from eating, from drinking, and pray, hallelujah, pray, P-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Push, intercede in prayer, hallelujah. Too many times we read newspaper articles and hear sermons about what the devil is doing. We hear how terrible things are. People haven't told you a thing when they tell you that. You knew it already, especially if you watch the news. If you go to church and hear that kind of sermon, sometimes you go away without having eaten anything. I don't care what the devil is doing. There are some principles of prayer written in the Bible, in the book of God, that apply to us today, whereby we can change things. Hallelujah. Some people declare, the Bible says that in the end time, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's 2 Timothy 3:13. This is true. However, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were waxing worse and worse. Yet God said, for the sake of 10 righteous, he will not destroy it. Because a man of God had interceded in their behalf. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ezekiel 22:30-31. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 30:31, Ezekiel 22:30-31. And I sought for a man among them that shall make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their head, saith the Lord God. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Hallelujah. Are you willing to be that one? Are you willing to stand in the gap? Hallelujah. God was talking about Israel, yet there is a spiritual truth that applies to us today. God said, I sought for a man among them, but I found none. Isn't that a terrible indictment? God had told Abraham that if he found 10 righteous, he would not destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. This scripture talks about a whole country, a whole nation. God said if he would find one righteous man, he wouldn't destroy the land. One man could save the nation. Hallelujah. If God really wanted to spare the land, why didn't he just do it? Why doesn't God just do what he wants to do? In 1 Timothy 2 and 4, we read that God wills all men should come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. If he is almighty, all-powerful, and can do anything he wants to do, why doesn't he go ahead and save everyone? The answer is found in the book of Genesis. After God made the earth and the fullness thereof, he made man. He then gave Adam dominion over all the works of his hand. And Adam became the ruler of this world. Hallelujah. So he gave Adam power. We have power to command things to be. We are able to speak to the mountains. And the mountains got to go. Hallelujah. We are able to command. We are able to call things that are not as though they were. But are you willing to stand in the gap? Are you willing to pray? Are you willing to intercede? Are you willing to deny yourself and give yourself to God wholeheartedly so you will be able to exercise that right that God give us from the foundation of the earth? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God gave Adam dominion over all the works of his hand. And Adam became the ruler of this world. But Adam committed high treason and sold out to Satan. And it's the same way now. So many of us selling out to Satan. We're giving him our rights. We're giving him our property. Hallelujah. So then Satan became the ruler, the god of this world, and he began to dominate the earth. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, Paul calls Satan the god of this world, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And we pray today that the light of God will shine on men and women, boys and girls everywhere, that they will become illuminated with the word of God, that their eyes will become enlightened, their spirits will become enlightened. Hallelujah. And they will begin to see spiritually. Hallelujah. That they would give themselves to Christ. That they would get saved. Hallelujah. Believe on Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that the light of God, the glorious gospel of Christ, will shine today. Shine brightly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray and we intercede. Hallelujah. Luke, the 4th chapter, 5th through the 7th verse. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Talking about Jesus. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for this is delivered unto me. And to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. If this were not true, Jesus would have known it. However, he didn't dispute Satan in this. He merely said, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And we find out that so many people have sold their soul out to the devil just so they can have riches, just so they can have a name for themselves. But their soul, what a price to pay for your soul, to sell your soul to the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't want our soul to be sold to the devil. Hallelujah. We want Christ to have our soul, to manage our soul. Hallelujah. Satan offered to Jesus all the glory of the kingdoms of this world. The glory of the kingdoms of this world don't compare with having Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. They don't compare. Hallelujah. If he had not been able to do this, then it would not have been a real temptation. If it had not been a bona fide temptation, then the Bible would have been lying when it said Jesus was tempted of the devil. However, the glory of this world was Satan's to offer, for it became his when Adam sinned. Therefore, who is responsible for the wars and murders and violence in the world? The devil is. These don't come from God. In the book of James, the first chapter, the 17th verse, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And God can intervene only as Christians seek his face and ask him to move. Ye have not because you ask not. And that's James 4 and 2. We have authority as Christians to ask God to intervene on our behalf. But without us being in relationship with God, we don't have the power to come to him to ask him to intervene. We see that we got to repent and give him our life. Give him our all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan's authority over matters on the earth can only be overcome as Christians pray and intercede in behalf of our country. God is looking today for someone who will make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. And that's Ezekiel 22 and 30. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. James says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. It is one thing to say a prayer, and quite another to pray a prayer, to prevail in prayer with God. Prevailing prayer leads us to a nearness with God. We get intimate and stand in holy awe before God. Prevailing prayer conquered Esau and stopped the mouths of the lions when prayer was in the lion's den. Elijah prevailed with God, and it rained not for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and there was great rain. Esther prayed the prayer of faith for her people, the Jews, and they were delivered from Haman. The prayer of faith and fasting bring the power of God. Hallelujah. Bloody Mary, Mary Queen of Scots, said, I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the armies of Europe. Her death warrant was signed in heaven as John Knox cried, give me Scotland or I die. Martin Luther also prevailed with God when the emperor of Germany resolved to proclaim religious tolerance. Luther exclaimed, deliverance has come. Deliverance has come. When the Church of Christ as a body gets down to this kind of prayer, we will see the gift brought back more fully and see the world brought to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let's go back to James. Let's go to the fourth chapter of James. Hallelujah. Fourth chapter. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy, and sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanished away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to now, ye rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last day. Behold, the hire of the laborer who have reaped down your field, which is of you kept back by fraud, quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting, You have nourished your heart as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doeth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brother, the prophet who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay, nay, lest you fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Thank you. Let's go back to 1 Timothy, the second chapter. This is our main scripture. Hallelujah. We're talking about interceding for a nation, praying. Hallelujah. Second chapter of 1 Timothy, the first verse, second verse, third verse, fourth verse. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Now let's go to Matthew. Matthew 18 and 19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. The prayer of agreement is one of the most powerful weapons that can be used in prayer. Agreement can be likened to filling a bottle with water. One person may pour in 20%, another 30%, still another 10%, and the last person 40%. When the bottle is filled or overflowing, then agreement is complete and the task is finished. This is an important principle to know because some feel their prayers are so small they do not amount to very much. The truth is that those little prayers may make up the 1% that is lacking for the bottle to be filled. The truth is that those little prayers may make up the 1% that is lacking for the bottle to be full. Some use the fact that many others are praying as an excuse not to be fervent in their prayers. Remember, in God's symphony, each instrument is an integral part of the whole. If you don't pray when it's your time to intercede, God will move upon someone else to fill the gap. But it may delay his purposes and timing. If you don't pray when it's your time to intercede, God will move upon someone else to fill the gap, but it may delay his purposes and timing. Thank you. you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Matthew 6th chapter, beginning at the 6th verse. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, excuse me. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's Matthew 6, chapter 6 to the 15th verse. Let's go to 1 John 5. 1 John, 5th chapter. Beginning at the 14th verse. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Have you ever been brought to a place of lowliness and submission where thy will be done seems the only desirable expression of prayer? Then press on in prayer to have God's will made clear, that you may know what Christ is longing for, and his own longing shall take possession of your own heart. Then there will be new meaning to the word. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And that's Mark 11, 24. Mark 11. Thank you, Lord. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. The 25th verse, and when you stand praying, forgive. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespass. having no longer any doubt about the will of God in each matter of prayer, you will be able to press your claim boldly and to believe that you take whatsoever you desire. The same thoughts are brought out in 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Hallelujah. 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 We're going into Genesis 28 chapter 10. Getting at the 10th verse. Praying through. If you need to pray through about something, stay in the presence of God. In prayer until you get through to him. God will reveal himself. He will talk to you, but maybe not the first time. I should say not. Just lately, I had to have yes or no from God. I could have made my own plans and said, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to do. But I can't operate like that. I want to hear God. I have to know that I am moving in the will of God. And when I know I'm in God's will, he will give me his word and anoint me by his spirit. Then I can get somewhere with God. Because I have to have a word from God. I said, I don't care how long it takes, I'm going to stay here. I absolutely refuse to give an answer to this question until I from God. Praying through. Let's go to Genesis 28:10-16. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou layest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians 4:2. Colossians 4:2. And when he came out and went as he walked to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him, and when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Thanks, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Psalm 86. Psalm 86. Psalm 86, beginning at the 12th verse. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast opened me and comforted me. Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. If we ask God to give us a certain answer to prayer and proceed to believe we have it, it is only polite to begin to thank him for it. In other words, shoot straight upward through the prayer zone into the praise zone and thank God beforehand that according to his word, it is done. When contending with sickness, trouble, misunderstanding, discouragement, or depression, begin to see Jesus. Praise him with all your heart, and the upward flight of his praises will lift you as with the wings of a great eagle above the woes of this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew 6 chapter. Hallelujah. Matthew 6 chapter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Never, never, never. 6th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the first verse. I'm going to read from the first to the 8th verse. Oh, praise our God. Praise our God. When you really will to pray, find a closet and enter in and pray. Don't just say prayers. Pray. Your will enters into this thing. If you really will to pray and get through to God in prayer, the minute you say it, all hell comes up against you. Before you can get on your knees, the telephone rings. Before you can begin, the devil attacks your mind with suggestions. You ought to do this or you ought to do that. You better take care of this right now. All that is pure devil. There have been times when I've had to stop my foot and say, devil, go back to where you belong. That's strong language, but you got to treat the devil like the devil, especially when your will is to pray. Matthew 6, chapter, first verse. Take heed that you do not your arms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father, which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine arm, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the street, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's go to Luke 10th chapter. Luke 10 and 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Satan's territory. As long as we are in Satan's territory, the world, he will try to attack us. For this reason, we should constantly ask God to cover us and surround us with the blood of Jesus. Then we must believe that Satan cannot harm us because of the blood. Jesus said, I give. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And by faith in his blood, to which we testify, the blood and the word are all powerful, but it takes true faith to set this never-failing power to work. Use the blood and the word against the enemy whenever he attacks you in spirit, soul, or body. And know that these take all power from the enemy. Also know that the enemy cannot put anything on you or keep anything from you, because God, who cannot lie, says the blood and the word overcomes Satan every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Anytime God gives fresh insight into the word, he makes the Logos, the written word, become Rhema, a living word, to our spirit. Just as the Holy Spirit caused Mary to conceive in her physical body, so the Holy Spirit can impregnate our spirit with the living word. Reading the scriptures in communion with the Holy Spirit, who is the author, causes them to live in our spirit. Hallelujah. Reading the scriptures in communion with the Holy Spirit, who is the author, causes them to live in our spirit. Spiritual, mental, and physical renewal come to us because we wait in prayer on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit transforms our mind to think God's thoughts, and we come into harmony with the will of God. It is the Holy Spirit who then anoints us to minister with power and authority that revealed word of God to others. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 4. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs 13 and 12. Proverbs 13 and 12. Thank you, Lord God. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. Lord, I praise you. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 13 and 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Faith comes with hope. Is your hope put off right now? Is your heart sick from waiting? The will of God is not based on your situation. Be aggressive in your faith to believe God, because if he told you he would do something, you can be sure he will do it. Don't start looking for your own solution to your problem. You worry for fear you may do the wrong thing. You wonder, should I confess it, lay it down, speak it, or crucify it? The answer is to do all these things and then stand on his word. Confess your promise and take authority over the doubt and unbelief from the enemy. Get into the presence of the Father and tell him he is more important than the promise. Lord, you are more important than the problem. Hallelujah. You have already heard faith and love preached over and over again. Let me remind you one more time to hold on to your hope. Faith only comes with hope. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for the President of the United States. We pray for him, Father. We lift him up, God. We ask you to gird up his mind. In the name of Jesus, strengthen him where he's weak. Build him up, God, where he's torn down. Encourage his heart. Encourage his mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch him. Counsel with him, Lord, in his sleeping time, in his meditation time, in his resting time. Speak to his spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, concerning the affairs of the people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the cabinet. We pray, Lord, for the other government, Father, officials, Father, that work long beside him, Father. We pray for the governors, for the mayors, for the councilmen, Father. We pray for policemen everywhere. We pray for judges everywhere. We pray for all people that are in authority. Hallelujah. We give you thanks for these people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. We pray for teachers. We pray for doctors. We pray, Lord, for pastors. We pray for superintendents. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our children. Hallelujah. We pray for principals. We pray, Lord, for nurses. We pray, Lord. We pray for the healing of our nation. We pray, Lord, for governments everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for you said this is good and acceptable in the sight of you. Hallelujah. You told us to pray, Lord, for everyone in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life and all godliness and honesty. We pray for the policemen. We pray, Lord, for the sheriff. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, we pray, we pray, God. Hallelujah. We're looking into you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we praise you, God. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah, that we can command things to be. We can call things to be. Hallelujah. We pull down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We speak healing. We speak deliverance. We speak salvation. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify you. Thank you for this appointed time. Hallelujah. Lord, now we pray for our mothers. Lord, our mothers, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to strengthen them, build them up, God. Gird up the loins of their mind, Father, that they will be a true mother, the mother that you're looking for. In the name of Jesus, to raise their children, to teach them, Lord, to train them up in the way that they should go. Hallelujah, because you told us, Lord, in the instruction that if we train them up in the way that they should go, when they get old, they won't depart from it. Hallelujah, they'll have something to come back to. And, Lord, we ask you to touch our mothers everywhere. Strengthen their heart. Strengthen their mind. Even the mothers that have lost children, Lord, touch them, Lord, in a mighty special way on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that the celebration of mothers is close at hand, Father, but we know that Mother's Day is every day. Hallelujah. And there's no love like a mother's love, just like there's no love like your love. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, bless mothers everywhere. In the name of Jesus, open doors for mothers everywhere. Cause them to come back home. Hallelujah. Oh, God, protect them, Lord. Build them up, Lord. Bless them, strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. Lord, make ways for them, God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to know that they are special and that they are loved, that they are precious. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah for this opportunity. Hallelujah. Lord, we magnify you. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And we want to read something concerning Mother's Day. Sons and daughters all over the country are making their way home to be with Mother on Mother's Day. Millions won't be able to do this, but with the coming of that special Sunday dedicated and set apart to motherhood, they'll be writing to her, renewing their devotion and repeating to her delight, the old tribute of affection. They'll be with her in spirit. To those of us who have her now only in our memories, the day will be one of rejoicing. If your heart is still torn with anguish, if the memory of her last day on earth is still fresh in your mind, if you are still in the shadow of her passing and conscious only of the great loss which you have suffered, you may not believe this, for it takes time. In a sense, when you shall someday come to experience, we are closer to our mothers now than ever before. She is with us now constantly. There are no partings, no long absences. We have only to think of her, and she is with us. We can take her with us wherever we choose to go. We can wake as children in the night, and her spirit hastens to be with us. Now she is never too ill to come or too weary. In life, the frequent absences were very real. Now neither time nor distance matter. Death has separated us only to bind us closer. And we pray for those that have lost their mothers this year and the years before. We pray for them a special strength and a special encouragement at this time. We pray that they will be encouraged in their spirit, in the name of Jesus, in remembering the love for their mother and their mother's love for them. Lord, we pray, we pray, we send out encouragement and joy and peace to them that have lost mothers, that grew up without mothers. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray. We pray for the brokenhearted. We pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you are able, Lord, to strengthen. You are able to heal. You are able to bind up the wounds. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now. And we're going to read a portion of Proverbs 31. Hallelujah. That's dedicated to the virtuous woman. The 31st chapter of Proverbs, beginning at the 10th verse. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of toil. She would do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Hallelujah. 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 God bless our mothers. God bless our mothers everywhere. God bless our mothers everywhere. Hallelujah. A wise woman builds up her house with her hands. Hallelujah. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless you all. God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm
May God bless you. May he surround you. May he continue to keep you and strengthen you. We thank God for My King Service Worldwide Fellowship Network. We thank God for Bishop Abrams. We thank God for everyone that's connected to this broadcast, this network, in any form or fashion, from the least to the greatest. We thank God for everybody, and we are praying for you. We are concerned about you. Be encouraged on today. Embrace God more and more each day. Bye-bye.
Is there anybody out there who you love? How we used to know the midnight music song. We would praise His name and song all night long. Oh, the old singing revival, singing, waiting in the water as the praise go higher. All the praying and preaching and all night study.
Thank you.
away my sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus was and made me whole again. Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus.